When it comes to the quintessential Wisconsin cocktail, the brandy old fashioned sure gets a lot of love in these parts, but there's one other drink that's not too far behind, the good old Bloody Mary. The classic combination of tomato juice, vodka, and a slew of garnishes is a staple at Wisconsin bars and restaurants. And no one really bats an eye at you when you order one at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Our next guest is a connoisseur of the cocktail, and he's written a book that both explores the history of the unusually themed drink and shares some recipes, too. Brian Bartles joins us now. He's a managing partner and bar director for Happy Cooking Hospitality in New York City, which operates a handful of restaurants there. He's a born and raised Wisconsinite and author of the new book, The Bloody Mary, The Lore and Legend of a Classic Cocktail, with recipes from Brunch and beyond. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks. Well, you start your book with a confession from Brian Bartles, the early years. You say you weren't always on board. You were skeptical of the Bloody Mary. How come?
Very much so. Well, the Bloody Mary was the first cocktail I learned how to make when I was just learning to be a bartender. So the mechanics were also something I had to basically administer in the moment of a busy brunch, which can always get the best of us. So that being said, it just was a mountain that I needed to climb, and when I eventually climbed it, I wanted to keep growing and keep evolving. And the Bloody Mary is a great cocktail to kind of use as that example of, I think, a platform you can always expand from and also use as your own creative impulses merit. So it's just something that I've always felt like was a challenge for me at first. I didn't love tomato juice in my 20s, and then I just kind of evolved with my palate. And so by the time I reached my 30s, it became a little more user-friendly for me.
And you say the Bloody Mary has kind of this unique property of being a cocktail that brings people together. It sort of creates its own community around the drink. How does that work?
Well, I feel like it's the first cocktail of the day in terms of the social fabric that it warrants. It's something that you want to share with other people. It's about that resurgence of, I think, you know, conviviality and spirit, communal spirit for that matter. And you can definitely get an opportunity to savor, I think, memories or experiences around a community with that cocktail more than anything else. It reminds you of maybe what transpired the day before, but also what you're looking forward to in the day ahead. And I think it's the greatest kind of, you know, barometer for that social construct, which always made it kind of a cocktail that I think even if you didn't drink it, you were always around it. And I think that's a unique way of looking at it in terms of a social dynamic.
Well, you've been making this drink for a long time, long enough to put your own stamp on it and in lots of different ways. So before we go too much further, let's find out what is in the basic Bloody Mary.
It usually varies between 6 or 7 ingredients, but I feel like it now the contemporary version is associated with 7 ingredients. And the first would be the spirit base, which is vodka. And then also, the next thing you think about is tomato juice. So those two ingredients definitely warrant their own place in its in the annals of Bloody Mary history. But also there's lemon and Worcestershire, as well as black pepper, salt, and then, or celery salt for some, and then Tabasco, or spice of some sort, which makes the 7th.
And we'll get into a little bit about your preference for exactly how this thing is put together, but first I want to talk about the history aspect a little bit, because it's got a bit of a mystery behind it. Do we know exactly where that very first Bloody Mary came from?
Boy, that's a whole nother segment to actually unearth. I lean towards always giving it an association, and the book reflects this, but two people that are directly responsible for always getting the most publication and traction for the history of it. One is George Jessel, who was a vaudevillian entertainer, comedian, claims that he created it loosely after an all-night bender at 8 o'clock in the morning in 1927 in Florida, and that was always like a subject of a little skepticism. And the bartender, the true bartender that gets a lot of credit for it, is a French bartender by the name of Fernand Petieu. And in 1934, he took over the St. Regis King Cole Bar in New York and brought ostensibly this recipe of tomato juice and vodka with him over from Paris, and really took the recipe to new heights in the late 30s at the King Cole Bar at St. Regis, and in the early 40s it saw its first publication, but it was called the Red Snapper. It wasn't even called the Bloody Mary, due to the owner of the St. Regis, of the Astor family, actually thought that that was an offensive, derogatory name, and possibly it was because his second wife was named Mary. That was never established, but... ultimately, an article was published in 1964 in the New Yorker where Fernand Petieu claims that George Jessel started the drink, and then he ultimately took the extensions of it, the extra ingredients, to a new level by basically adding the cayenne pepper that he put in there and adding a little bit more of a seasoning. So... George Jessel kind of started something, and then Fernand Petieu took it out onto the highway, as I've always liked to say.
We're talking right now with Brian Bartels about his new book. It's called The Bloody Mary. It's a cultural history of the Bloody Mary, but it's packed full of recipes, too. And, Brian, part of the beauty of the Bloody Mary is that it's kind of this blank canvas at this point. You can put your own spin on it. In fact, you suggest that that's what a really good bartender will do. They'll make it their own. And you shared one recipe with us. We've got it up on the Central Time Facebook page. It's called the Smoked Bloody Bull. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah. Dale DeGroff, who's pretty much one of the godfathers of modern mixology and cocktails, was a very, still is, an extremely legendary bartender and spirits advisor. He was one of the more popular bartenders in New York in the 80s and worked at some really terrific establishments. When people were kind of not taking cocktails as seriously in the 80s, Dale was the one who was pushing the boundaries and still maintaining a lot of inspiration from what they were doing at the early turn of the century. And Dale created this spin-off of a Bloody Mary by using beef bouillon as beef stock, basically, which kind of made sense.
Wow.
In a creative way, that saltiness that you can get from beef stock, and added that with tomato juice along with some vodka as a spin-off of a classic Bloody Mary, and it took off. It was definitely a popular drink. He bartended at the Rainbow Room in the 80s, and a legendary restaurateur named Joe Baum was kind of always asking him to push the envelope, so to speak, and be creative with his inspirations. And Dale was pretty much established himself overnight as being one of the more, you know, go-to, modern-day legends of creating drinks and cocktails, not just Bloody Mary variations, but many, many new cocktails that are now standards.
And, Brian, we just have a couple of seconds left, but I want to ask you, have we hit peak Bloody Mary? Sounds like people are putting, from what I hear, things like burgers, slices of pizza, chicken wings into their drinks,
yep,
sometimes all at once.
No way. There's no peak. In fact, it's a wide open valley that anybody can explore. It really is. It's something that people should just, like, keep on pushing the envelope and seeing what they can come up with. With the dawn of Instagram, everybody wants to take a photo of something that's so aesthetically pleasing. It's there for everybody, and creativity is boundless.
It's a lot of fun talking to you, Brian. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
That was Brian Bartels, author of The Bloody Mary, The Lore and Legend of a Cocktail Classic, with recipes from brunch and beyond. And you can find the recipe for that smoked Bloody Bull on the Central Time Facebook page.